minutes of Melody Time, 5 minutes to help you begin your day. I have before me an article titled, I Was a Drug Addict. Those who know me call me Romeo. I'm 30 years old. For 15 years, I was a drug addict. It all began when I was 13 years old. I was selling and using drugs for kicks. At the age of 14, things began to get serious, and I was arrested by the juvenile authorities for violation of the Drug Act. Because of the lack of evidence and the intervention of my father, they didn't prosecute me, and I was released. From that day on, there was no stopping me. I had all the answers and knew all there was to know. No one could tell or show me anything because I beat the law and everyone knew it. I was big time, or so I thought. Shortly after that, I lost my family and my home because of drugs. And so I found myself alone and afraid in a cruel jungle. After one of my arrests, I remember how the judge looked at my record sheet and then at me and said, "There isn't any hope for you. You're an addict. You'll never change." To supply my needs as an addict, I committed every sin in the book. I didn't care who suffered or who had to pay for it. I needed it, and I got it one way or another. I thank God that this is no longer so. For the Bible says, "If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." About 3 years ago, before I knew anything about God or His wonder-working power in men's lives, the Lord led me to a center. The gospel was preached to us each day by one of God's faithful servants. It was there that the Holy Spirit began to speak to my heart. I knew it was God's voice calling me to come home and accept His Son, Jesus Christ, as my Savior and Lord. For the first time, I understood that He died on the cross to pay the penalty for my sins. I realized that Jesus came to seek that which was lost, and that He would forgive my sins and give me a new life. And there I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and was born again by the power of God. I became a new creature in Christ. Praise God. I no longer depend upon drugs or hide in the world of fantasy. I'm alive and for real. For the first time in my life, I have peace of mind and joy in my heart. And now the sacred scriptures. We're reading from the Gospel according to Dr. Luke. And now the time was drawing near for His taking away from the earth. And as He turned His eyes steadfastly toward the way that led to Jerusalem, and He sent messengers before Him, who came into a Samaritan village to make all in readiness. But the Samaritans refused to receive Him, because His journey was in the direction of Jerusalem. When they found this, two of His disciples, James and John, asked Him, "Lord, wouldst Thou have us bid fire come down from heaven and consume them?" But He turned and rebuked them. "You do not understand," He said, "what spirit it is you share. The Son of Man has come to save men's lives, not to destroy them." And so they passed on to another village. The closing words that the drug addict wrote, the former drug addict. Are you sick of your life of sin which separates you from God? Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Have you tried everything else and failed? Then come to Jesus and prove for yourself, as I have, that Jesus never fails. If you want help and are ready to do anything to be rid of your chains that bind you, get on your knees before God, confess your sins to Him, ask Him to forgive you and deliver you from the power of Satan for Jesus' sake. Those are the words of a former drug addict, a man who came to Jesus and the Lord Jesus changed him.